spooky, spooky week has come to an end. This is your reading for Friday, May 17th. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVXMediaNet on Instagram or TikTok. Our cards today, the theme is the inverted Three of Wands. The keywords here are lacking progress, obstacles, or delays. Tool card is the inverted King of Cups, anxiety or feeling overwhelmed. The obstacle card is the Knight of Swords. Words here are impatience, being direct or assertive. The advice card is the Hermit. The message of this is that the weight on your mind has been heavy lately, so take time to think things through. Our sixth instinct today is the physical empath. This is being able to feel the symptoms of others' pain and illnesses, I guess. The angel number is the 1717. The keyword, or I guess the headline might be a good way to put it, is drama alert. Not sure. I didn't really get that impression from reading through the rest of it, but keywords for this are independence, solo time, and soul mission. Our true intention today is the career card. The message of this is, I'm concentrating on my career and focused on advancing no matter what it takes. So, let's put this whole thing together. Once again, though the poor themes persist, so do I. It's a kind of a middling reading to wrap up the week, so, like, fuck it, let's get it over with, right? Broadly speaking, the inverted Three of Wands is a sign of our outcomes not matching our expectations. It could be that we're not advancing as far or as quickly as we hoped, or that the rewards are not as plentiful as we would like them to be. The key takeaway is to avoid the pitfall of thinking that because things are not popping off as well as we hoped, that does not mean it's time to give up or time to reconsider another endeavor altogether. Rather, it's an indication that if things aren't working out the way we expected, then perhaps we should consider a different approach. You know, just change tact. The tool in processing this mixed bag of a theme card is the inverted King of Cups. This one's kind of shaky, so follow me here. Pulling this in the tool position suggests that there are unhealthy emotional responses to the situation that I just described in the theme. But the King of Cups typically is, the archetype is that of a wise, thoughtful, and measured servant ruler, I think is a good phrase there. And the when inverted, the king is unable to balance all the demands on his time. So in the context of the reading, it appears to me that we're overextending ourselves, and in trying to do too much, we're losing the temperate and kind approach we usually espouse. Unfortunately, as a tool, the best way we can utilize this is awareness of these feelings. That's the best takeaway, because other cards down the line are going to give us proper action items. The obstacle is the Knight of Swords. This card's a bit of a double-edged sword, pun kind of intended. The archetype of this being obsessive pursuit. This kind of energy can be really useful when you're pursuing ambitions, but the pitfall this tends to encounter is that of becoming blinded to the world that exists just outside of our tunnel vision. And the implication here is that what exists outside of your tunnel vision is not good, or it's getting worse and you're not seeing it. So because it's in the obstacle position, I think we can take this to mean that we're letting our compulsions get the best of us, and we're missing out on other more positive aspects of life. So there's some mixed messages here, just in the reading overall, where the inverted Three of Wands suggests that while things may not be going great, don't give up. And the Knight of Swords is suggesting that we're pursuing something too intensely and we need to, you know, pull back a bit. So it's hard to say which one is the right call here, because, yeah, I'll get to that in a second. So the Hermit This is a card that specifically names introspection and self-reflection in a period of solitude as a remedy to this kind of uncertainty. So if you're not sure which side of the coin you're dealing with, whether you need to pull back on something or, you know, just kind of maybe try a different direction, taking some time alone to think about it is how you're going to find certainty. The angel number is the same, but it, as I'm noticing, I didn't look through all the cards when I got it, but I'm noticing it gives a gentler tone, a more positive reinforcement sort of message. So here it's suggesting that regardless of what your conclusion is on the situation, trust your judgment, trust yourself. If you reach that conclusion, you reached it for a reason. The true instinct or true intention, why do I keep calling it that? The true intention today is, it's interesting because it's specifically talking about relentless ambition. And that is the pitfall of the Knight of Swords in the obstacle position. So without knowing you, again, I can't really say what's what. But this true intention is, it could be a blessing or a curse. If you're distracted with unnecessary or unimportant pursuits, then, you know, it's a good idea. Maybe it's a good reminder that focus on your career right now, and that's a better use of your time. On the other hand, if you're too intently focused on careers, on your career goals, you could be missing out on something that is actually more important. Like you're living to work and you're forgetting to actually live your life. I can't really tell you without knowing you or talking to you about your situation. So this is something where you're going to have to sit down and think about this for yourself, like the hermit and the angel number suggest. When you go into your fortress of solitude, the stone to take today is the clear quartz. This one is, it's a solid all-around pick for practically anything that you would use crystals for. But I think in our context, the best uses here are amplifying our resolve and commitment to our intentions. So there you go. That's Friday, May 17th. Oh, shit balls. Let's get the housekeeping shit. If you want to see how I put this together, go to patreon.com/lvxmedianet. I publish a video. It'll be out later today. And it shows you how I do all of it. How the cards, how I pick the decks, how the cards come out, how the cards are shuffled, which kind of does play a role into it somehow. I haven't looked into it much, but there is some thinking. There is a school of thought there. How the stone comes out. There's a whole ritual that I do. It's pretty involved. There's like a little opening ceremony and all the rest of it. It's pretty intricate. I have fun doing it. So I've been publishing the videos for a while. So I'm going to keep doing it regardless. So, but if you want to see it, that's where you could go see it. Questions, comments, concerns about whatever the fuck. 833-589-7637. Call or text. It's anonymous either way. If you would like your audio cut into the show, then call. It goes straight to voicemail. Or text is fine too. The number is 833-LUXPODS. It's spelled out. You can't go wrong there. Right. Personal readings. Go to the website, luxmediashows.com. Hit the spooky button. Scroll down a little bit and peruse through my decks. You can see all the different options that I have. In absentia of you and I being in the same room to do a reading together, this is your stand-in, right? The deck that you feel represents you, that is you in the room with me. There's a form on the site to fill out. Give me as much detail as you're comfortable sharing, but keep in mind that if you want a detailed reading, you have to give me detail to work with. Otherwise, you're just, if you don't give me a whole lot of info, then you're gonna get something that's not too dissimilar from these dailies, and that's just not gonna be very fun. But it's free. I would never try to take your money for this. If you want one, you have but to ask. Other shows on the Lux Media Network, go to luxmediashows.com, and you can have a look at all the other stuff that we get up to. There is actually some intense boxing this weekend. So if you want to hear about that, me and the homies are over there chatting it up about that. Plus other stuff on the site too. Yeah, whatever. Go have a look at the site. You have a look and you decide what you want, what you like. No readings on the weekend. So I will see you Monday. Same Ookie time, same spooky place.